Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey everybody, it's Winter with the Shift Spotlight, and today I'm here with Carlos Antonio. He is the author of The Ultimate Perseverance Training. He's going to be dropping some truth bombs on us today. So welcome to the show, Carlos.
Thank you, appreciate it.
All right, so before we get started, tell me, if you could wake up tomorrow with any superpower, business aside, what would you pick and why?
I would definitely like to be able to breathe under the water. And yes, and that'd be because I'm a scuba diver myself, actually, a dive master. So it's one of those places where peace is always there. So, you know, yeah. If it's early in the morning, that would be great.
Ooh, that sounds good. That's a good one. All right. So why don't you tell us, a little bit about the premise of your book? What is it about?
It's the book started actually as a personal life, and the premises are about resilience, about those moments where you have setbacks and you have guaranteed setbacks. Is something that either in business or personal life, that's something that it's always there. It's along the way, so I try to tell people there is an ability to push forwards and to be able to go around those setbacks and recognize failures and take the best from them. And basically, I think that life separates those who succeed from those to, you know, they give up. It's also about a balance in between ambition and mental health. It's a general well-being and a mindset at the end of the day.
And, you know, the CEOs who are listening to this, there's no shortage of every one of those things in the book, right? I mean, failure, mental health, pushing forward too much, feeling like they're not good enough. So obviously those are key aspects, but what specifically wrote you, like drove you to want to write a book?
Yeah, that's actually a good question. I was approached by someone that knew my life, and that someone happens to be in the book industry. And he told me, you know, at some point there's a story to tell. And when there is a story to tell, something just needs to be told. And what drove me to write a book was actually a moment where I was on what I call a tunnel. You know, once you are in this tunnel is when you are pack of problems, issues, business, life, etc. And once you are out of that tunnel and the light is there, you're finally starting to realize that there is a way out. And that way out could be through success, through better life, through just being able to do something that you thought you couldn't do or your team couldn't do. So when I was out of that tunnel, I said, you know, I need to tell this story. And it's a story that goes through from the moment I arrived to the US, I don't know, more than 20 years ago, and I have nothing till the day where I have, I would say, not everything, because I don't think we were ever everything, but at least to be accomplished as a grounded person, and emotional well-being is right there. And I think it was to try to explain people how to face those moments, or just to have a similarity with, to what I saw. And I think we all have been there at some point in our lives.
Hi, I am Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. After decades of helping companies from pre-revenue startups to Fortune 50 giants, I wanted to create something that every leader could use right now. That's why we built the CEO Navigator. It is a custom GPT that helps you uncover real root causes of business challenges, build a focused 90-day plan, and even expose blind spots across your business that you don't yet see coming. This is not just artificial intelligence. It's built upon decades of proven operator experience, distilled in a tool that you can start using today. To explore further, please go to gcestrategicconsulting.com/CEO-navigator-GPT and see for yourself how it can help you lead with clarity and confidence.
And, you know, writing a book isn't easy. I mean, getting it down, maybe you've got great thoughts, maybe you've got great ideas, but as somebody who's watched, you know, my husband write a book recently and others write books, there is so much that goes into writing a book that people don't realize, from artwork design to chapter reorganization to, guess what? This reads like, you know, a coloring book. You did it all wrong. Now start over, do it again. So, how did you navigate kind of the ups and downs of like the book writing process itself?
Yeah, the book writing process, it especially on a personal book from personal experiences, there were moments where you were actually thinking, why am I doing this to me? Why am I bringing these memories that are not good whatsoever? Why am I going to share this with other people to say, aha, you went through that?
Right,
Like,
right.
Okay. But just that part is hard. The mindset is also hard. When, you know, when you start, okay, I'm going to write a book. It doesn't work that way. You know, you need to think on the title. So, you know, what is this book about? What do you really want to accomplish with the book? Do you want to sell books or do you want to help people? I mean, in my case, wasn't about selling books. Selling books has been a surprise that I have to say, have sold a significant amount of books so far. It has been a surprise. To me, it was more to share that part of us that is sometimes is a taboo, which is mental health. You know, we are under so much pressure, so many things. To me, the most difficult part was actually writing it, because I have some friends that helped me a little bit on mapping a book, like you're saying, get a cover. Okay, the cover. Did I think about a cover? No, I never thought about the cover ever.
Right.
And then how to be eloquent, because you know I had ideas, like maybe all of your audience, the ideas, they just fly everywhere. It's
Yep,
like sparks everywhere, and you
and
have
you
to
think it
have the
sounds
ability.
great, but it's like when somebody reads it,
No,
I'm
it
like, man,
does.
what did you do?
It
You're
does.
all over the place.
Well, I remember exactly. I remember the first time I gave the draft to my editor, and she, you know, it ended up in the independent publish, but now I'm gonna. I got someone that wants to edit the book, which is great. And but she helped me along the way, and she was telling me, "You are everywhere. You are everywhere. This
Yeah.
doesn't make any sense. Maybe in your mind it does, but I'm reading this. I don't understand a thing of what you're saying here." So then, you know, she started asking me, "Okay, this is about transformation, sharing experiences. This is about letting people know how you're feeling. Maybe they feel identified with you in some way, somehow along the journey. That's what I want to do." So then she, you know, she coached me, and there was a coaching process, and I really appreciate her because
Yeah,
she coached me though.
yeah, and so it takes, you know, a certain level of performance to write a book, and like you said, the pressure to perform in general on just about anything, perform as a mother, perform as a, you know, business person, perform as a CEO, a father, a son, it doesn't matter, right? And so you've achieved some significant growth in your current position. You know, 30% annual growth in a heritage luxury brand, Manuvel.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Mobile, mobile.
Mobile. And so what specific strategic decisions or shifts did you make that allow that sort of level of performance
A
to
level of
happen?
growth.
Yeah.
What happened is when when I started on the company, the strategy wasn't there. So there wasn't a sound strategy. We have issues on pricing, like different prices, structures per customer. So the first thing was absolutely to make a sound strategy, a pricing strategy, a sound pricing strategy. We have major partners like Williams-Sonoma or like Crate & Barrel, and they all were aligned, and they were big, they are till the day, they are big customers, and they are the ones that generate most awareness, most definitely. But the other channels, it's like our company was based or building strategies on the big customers or on that 80% of the business, but the other 20 was disrupting the market. So the biggest challenge was to actually fix that 20% that was doing enough noise to enough undermine our market and kind of damage our brand.
And so how do you balance like tradition and innovation with growth, and especially working in like e-commerce, consumer expectations, how all of those things sort of tie together?
That's an interesting melting pot, I would say. Is that our company is absolutely, like you're saying, is a heritage-based company with tons of innovation in cookware. And everything is changing today with AI, for example. So one of the biggest challenges today is actually to adapt AI to a certain AI governance that makes sense for a heritage company that is a French company too, which is also a piece of the pie there. So it's a balance where we cannot lose our identity. So there are pieces we still manufacture, we're like a hammer pieces. So those pieces are part of our identity, but then you have the back end of the kitchen that's absolutely technology, that's innovation, and that needs to run like X amount of pots per hour. Whereas the other ones might be only three pots a day. So that's the balance between not losing our brand, our core, and being able to fulfill a market that is moving 100 miles an hour.
It's a lot of moving parts there, especially with, such an interesting product. I'm gonna shift gears as we sort of wind down here and just ask, a little bit about growth lessons being in the business world. So have there been any key mentors, moments, groups, or situations that have shaped your own professional growth, whether in this position or anyone for that matter?
Yeah, most definitely. I would say there are like two or three key moments on my life. One was as just starting, and I was coming back to scuba diving. I actually was a soccer player, believe it or not, but I had an injury on my knee, and I couldn't do that any longer. And a friend of mine, actually, he was an instructor, scuba diving instructor, and he suggests that. And it was amazing how scuba diving has changed my life in terms of leadership, fears. I was kind of afraid to the water a bit because I almost got drowned when I was little. But that changed. That was a shift in my life. Then professional wise, when I actually started on this position, this is actually a position with tons of pressure, like all of you most likely. But you work with artists who are chef, they're kind of artists, and then you have with corporate. So finding that balance and how you talk to a chef and how you talk to a corporate office, that was actually taught by my current boss. She's the chairman of Mobile, and she actually has been someone that has shaped my business life, and I'm grateful for that.
What's the best piece of advice that you've received as a leader?
As a leader is when you think that everything is under control, that you know the market, that there are no surprises, there will surprises, so there will be a surprise. Always look for stay vigilant. Everything when everything is peaceful, Something will happen, and some way, somehow, it's always like that. So it's just that, just to be aware. Never, never lose your awareness or conscience.
Yeah, that's a good one. And final question here, if you could do it all, if you had to do it all over again, speaking to a younger self, a less experienced self, what would your advice be to you?
Yeah, I would say don't let being ambitious make you walk faster than you should. Kind of try to take your time, and things are gonna be there. Some of them they need to be attacked immediately, yes. But just take that time. Just think a little bit, take back, think, and then act.
Yeah, very good. Okay, if somebody listening wanted to snag a copy of the ultimate perseverance training, what's the easiest way for them to do that?
The easiest one would be Amazon. So
Okay.
it's available in soft copy, hard copy, and Kindle.
Kindle. All right, you got it on Kindle too. All right, Carlos. Well, thank you so much for being here today. It was great having you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.